What bumper stickers say about you to criminals? It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 14th day of February. Happy Valentine's Day, and thanks for being with us. In other business news, the Super Bowl may be over, but which ads were the best or the worst? We do have a list. What is the mood of small business owners when it comes to passing on inflation costs to consumers? We'll share. Have you heard that more women are saying skip the spouse and buy a house? We've got that story for you. We'll also share the Wall Street Report, and the administrator of the Small Business Administration, Isabella Gutzman, was in Iowa today. We'll share a clip about small business resiliency and a brief conversation with Brian Fox of the Fox Brewing Company about the headwinds that are still impacting the hospitality industry. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. Focusandfind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. Well, this story came across our desk early today, and we found it so interesting, we just had to share it. Newsweek is reporting that police have issued a warning on Facebook over bumper stickers detailing how those bumper stickers could make you a target for criminals. Newman Police Department in Georgia shared the Facebook post on Thursday, which showed what criminals could read into the use of seemingly harmless or fun bumper stickers. According to the police department, a baby on board bumper sticker signals that a parent could likely be distracted and may be an easy target. Meanwhile, an honor roll student sticker might tell a have-a-go criminal that my kids go here every day, according to the police warning. Or a sticker that says my husband is an oil worker indicates that you are home alone much of the time. Or a hunting sticker tells the thief you've got guns in your house. The post read, quote, "We understand that placing stickers on your vehicle is your choice, but you never really know how much information you're giving out to the public. You could potentially be telling criminals your schedule, your personal information, or even what you own in your home or vehicle." Wow. Well, not sure about you, but I thought the Super Bowl this year was great. And it had its share of wonderful entertainment in not only the halftime show, but also the ads. Gone was any reference to the pandemic. No masks, no reminders that we're all in this together. It hints that Americans and companies are done with COVID. CBS News is reporting on what ads hit and which ads missed, according to the Kellogg School of Management at Northwestern University. And the winners? Well, the best ad this year included Coinbase, whose ad featured a QR code floating across the screen. Kellogg said that the ad, which dangled a free $15 Bitcoin giveaway, drove enough viewers to Coinbase to crash the site. Other top-ranked ads based on Kellogg's panel assessment included the celebrity-studied Uber Eats ad. Now, that spot featured Jennifer Coolidge, Trevor Noah, Gwyneth Paltrow, and Nick Braun from Succession as they tried to eat non-edible products like diapers and light bulbs. The business school praised the ad for its strong branding and its clear message. Other top-rated ads from the Kellogg panel included Amazon's Alexa ad, which featured actor Scarlett Johansson and her husband, comedian Colin Jost, about what would happen if the device could read their minds. The Doritos Cheetos ad also earned an A from the Kellogg panel. The spot featured sloths and other animals singing to Salt-N-Pepa's Push It as they consume flaming hot Doritos and Cheetos snacks from bags dropped by a wildlife observer. We thought that was pretty cool, too. The ads that, according to Kellogg, failed: Salesforce and Taco Bell. The Salesforce ad, for example, featured actor Matthew McConaughey as an astronaut who preaches that humanity should focus on improving life on Earth. The ad didn't tie back to Salesforce until the very end of the commercial. That's kind of a lost opportunity, don't you think? And as for Taco Bell, forget about it, they said. bring back the dog, Yukera, Taco Bell. Well, today, Isabella Gutzman, the head of the Small Business Administration, was in Iowa. Her first trip to the Hawkeye State, more on that a little bit later. She was with Congresswoman Cindy Axne making a tour of some small businesses. At one stop, she inquired about how supply chain issues and inflation was impacting the store owner, who said that while deliveries have improved, the cost of doing business is going up and she has got to raise prices. Well, that story matches this. CNBC is reporting that an increasing number of American small businesses say they are now passing on higher costs to customers or soon will be forced to make that decision. While 74% of small business owners who say they are experiencing rising costs of supplies is virtually unchanged from the fourth quarter of last year. However, according to a new CNBC Survey Monkey small business survey, the number of businesses passing on costs to customers has risen to 47% in the first quarter of this year, up from 39% from the fourth quarter of last year. And another 32% indicate they will have to raise prices soon if inflation persists. Sticky inflation is their expectation. Over 80% of small business owners expect inflation to still be a problem 6 months from now. The Main Street concerns about inflation are connected to the small business outlook on the supply chain, with 75% saying these issues are likely to be a problem 6 months from now. And there is a lack of faith in policymakers, with 71% of small business owners not confident in the Federal Reserve's ability to control inflation. The CNBC SurveyMonkey online poll was conducted in January among a national sample of over 2,200 self-identified small business owners. It's being called a survey titled Skip the Spouse and Buy a House. Go Banking Rates is reporting that 65% of single women said they would rather not wait for marriage to buy a home. Meanwhile, 30% of today's female homeowners bought a home while they were single. Even those who aren't planning to buy soon agree with the concept. 87% of single women said it's an outdated idea that someone must be married to buy a home. Nonetheless, single women still face some hurdles when it comes to home ownership. 74% said that they have not purchased yet because they want to feel financially stable before making the jump. Meanwhile, 64% of men voiced similar reasons for delaying their home ownership. 61% of women are aiming to save more for a down payment before buying a house, while 54% want to improve their credit score, and 41% want to figure out their long-term plans, according to the survey. The results of the survey did not surprise the experts, since single women have made up the second largest demographic of home buyers after married couples since 1981, based on research from the National Association of Realtors. Skip the spouse and buy a house. Oh, and happy Valentine's Day. The major indexes fell again today, the NASDAQ in the final minutes of the trade, but not by much. The Dow closed off by 171 points to settle at 34,566, as investors remain worried about rate hikes and the Russia-Ukraine tensions as more nations recall their diplomatic corps from Ukraine, and the U.S. formally closed its embassy in Kyiv. The S&P 500 fell by 16 points to end the trade at 4401. The NASDAQ held above the flat line until the final 15 minutes of the day, and in the end fell fractionally to close at 13,790. And finally, there is this. Isabel Gutzman is the administrator for the Small Business Administration, and she was in Iowa on Monday making the rounds of some small businesses in the greater Des Moines metro with Congresswoman Cindy Axne. When asked about the resiliency of small business people, she acknowledged that the past 2 years have been difficult, but individuals continue to open new businesses.
Well, I mean, across the country, and the numbers ring true still in Iowa, over 99% of the businesses are small, and in addition, they employ half the private workforce typically. It was around 47% here, which is a national average, and so it's incredible the impact they have. And they do create two-thirds of net new jobs. So we've also seen a 30% increase in new business starts since COVID.
Wow.
So it's really remarkable to me that people jumped in during this time of uncertainty to open their business, but the rates are really strong in Iowa as well. So there is business dynamism. There might be some closures that have happened. And we were talking earlier, Jane and I from SBA, just about the fact that, you know, businesses have also, some of them are retiring, and that business transition assistance is something we want to help with as well. Sure.
Did you catch that last bit? She said business transition is something we want to help out with as well. To learn more, contact your local Small Business Administration office. They really can be quite the asset. Well, that's a wrap on the business news for today. Click ahead for a conversation with Brian Fox of Fox Brewing Company with his insight on the hospitality industry, especially in the world of craft beer. Well, that's a wrap for today. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.